Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Evidently, Amaziah's popularity waned after ill-fatedly challenging Israel to a fight. After some years, quote, they formed a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish, but they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. 2 Kings 14, verse 19. But like some who backstab you in life, but send roses to your funeral, the people, quote, brought him on horses, and he was buried at Jerusalem with his father in the city of David, verse 20. A funeral fit for a king. A lovely touch, don't you think? Azariah, his 16-year-old son, was made king, and is only known for reclaiming Eilat, the southernmost seaport on the Red Sea. Meanwhile, Jeroboam too claimed Israel's throne. Although, quote, he did evil in the sight of the Lord, verse 24, in spite of this, the Lord used him to reclaim land lost through previous weak-willed rulers. Quote, he restored the territory of Israel from the entrance of Hamath to the Sea of the Arabah, verse 25. Hamath, now called Hamah, is a city on the Orontes River in west-central Syria, 132 miles, or 213 kilometers, north of Damascus. The Sea of the Arabah is today called the Dead Sea. Thus, the land controlled by Jeroboam II was the largest since the glory days of Solomon. So why was he given such sweeping victories? First, because of the unerring word of the Lord, quote, which he had spoken through his servant Jonah, the prophet who was from Gath-Hepher. Verse 25. Second, because of the unfailing grace of the Lord. Quote, for the Lord saw that the affliction of Israel was very bitter, and there was no helper for Israel. Verse 26. And third, because of the unchanging covenant of the Lord. Quote, and the Lord did not say that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven. Verse 27. Our God, insistent in instruction, consistent in character, persistent in purpose.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.